John F. Kennedy Library President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape number 56. 7 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security or in accordance with the deed of gift. The one excision has been indicated. For additional information, please see recording log number 56.
hazard for him in leaving any behind if he tells you that he hasn't. I think there was some difference in the committee discussion this afternoon on that. Mr. President, you may want to hear some argument on whether that should be a part of this initial playback or not.
But he said at some point we feel strongly enough about him.
There are going to be for them over some period of time. They wouldn't want to say how many now, how long now.
As other things work out.
But the fact, I think Tommy would say that the fact that they mention it at all makes it fairly likely that this is a bargainable item.
And the fact they say that they're Soviet controlled by the Kuznetsov say they were Cuban controlled.
No, never. No. Never said so.
No, the Cubans said
Cubans. I think this is good.
Now there's another point, of course, from our point of view, it'd be far better for any assurance we have on this point to the public, the available public knowledge of it. It is entirely possible that from his point of view, dealing with Castro on the one side and some of the others, he may want this particular aspect of it quiet until the planes have actually left. Now that would leave us with a period, if we would accept that, that would leave us a period of great difficulty handling our own public opinion here in the hemisphere.
It seems to me we could face that as long as we maintain our surveillance, and as long as we don't give any of our guarantee, because I think our quarantine is going to be shot full of holes anyway in a few days, because we're not going to be stopping. So it seems to me that we can, we have to hand them out day by day over a period of time. If we had anything that looked as close as 2 weeks, we could lift the quarantine on the ground. If we satisfied ourselves that the missiles are gone, we'd continue our other, but we don't give any of our guarantees.
I think we could easily live 2 weeks, Mr. President, but I doubt very much that he would be willing to or could take them out in 2 weeks. But I wouldn't worry quite as much about whether he wanted to keep it secret or not as I would worry about whether he'd make any agreement at all to take them out. I think we need to look beyond this step, which I would fully support as a first step, but assuming that he comes back with an unsatisfactory response, what do we then do with the quarantine? I would think we'd have to reimpose it. We have no assurance from him that he is going to remove it.
Well, we wouldn't lift it.
I think that's a little less true than it was 2 hours ago, because there's now a kind of a noise that they don't need to have him there forever, which, the way I understand Russian bargaining, means don't worry your little head if everything goes all right. That's not a sticking point for us. I think that if we come back and say that some specific thing could be done on our side, if we could have this particular thing buttoned up, we're not quite in the position of then having to do something ferocious if he just disagrees. How do you follow that, Tommy?
Let the quarantine at the time we sent the message to him. We would tell him that if he gives us assurance, we would.
Yes, I realize that, Dean, but if he comes back and doesn't give the assurance, it seems to me we must then impose the quarantine in a way it has not been imposed to date. And that's a very strong move. I would still proceed with this McCoy offer. I think I would also bear in mind the consequences if it's not received favorably.
What other alternative is that?
I don't believe there is any, President. I think we just have to get those IL-28s out. I'm strongly in favor, therefore, of suggesting that we will permanently remove the quarantine if he will agree to take them out at some specified time, 30 or 60 days from now.
Would you tie warheads in or not?
I wouldn't.
Would you word the message in such a way as to make it clear that the quarantine would be reimposed in an old fashioned?
No.
They were not.
I'd leave a little loophole for ourselves, because I believe reimposing the quarantine is a very forceful measure that could very possibly lead to the sinking of a Russian ship. I'm not certain we want to forced into that position.
The tenor of the incoming message says that we ought to go back in a reasonably quiet tenor to find out whether he will accept this particular
thing. You ought to understand that if we don't work this out, as I understand, Secretary, you're saying if he doesn't agree to take take out the IR 28 for some period of time, which is within eyesight, we should then impose a quarantine.
Well, I believe, Mr. President, we're likely to find ourselves in a position where we will wish to do that and feel we have been forced into it by the very fact that we gave him an option he didn't accept. Really, what we're saying to him, as he will view it, I think, is that either he takes the IL 28s out or we reimpose the quarantine. Now, we may not phrase it exactly that way, but if he...
Well, it seems to me that if he doesn't take the IL 28s out, that our, rather than going back to the quarantine, which will require, which will then put this thing back to without quite nearly as much support because the missiles, I would think we still got our refusal to give the assurances on invasion and the continued surveillance, and an obvious one. We are not in worse shape right then. I think we're probably maybe better shape to do that than we are to put back a really kind of a quarantine which we never really enforced, which was to stop everybody and search him. Now, are we ready to do that if we get an unsatisfactory answer to this? Because my guess is he'll either accept this or we'll get an answer back which says we'll get him out within a reasonable period of time. He'll never give us a flat no, because even this message doesn't give us a flat no.
I don't think we've really pursued the implications. We know somewhat the implications of putting the blockade back on, but perhaps the other alternative is it might be that this group with Al Jew should get together and come up with some other ideas as to what could or might be done. Ambassador Thompson has some thoughts as to what might be done. Douglas Dillon has some thoughts.
On what?
Oh, for instance, to bring pressure on our allies to cut out trade, to take some steps through OAS to conduct the surveillances in such a fashion that they would shoot at us and then that we would then have an excuse for going in and dropping bombs on the IL-28s. I mean,
I think that's why it seems to me that is you're still holding back quite a lot from him if he doesn't the assurance, I would think, is the important thing.
But I think that there is a strong argument, at least in this group, to put the blockade on and include POL, and then there's some that feel that maybe another alternative. But I don't think that's really been pursued by us sufficiently to advance. Do you?
No, I don't believe it has. I think we must pursue that before we write this message, because if you are not going to reimpose the quarantine, in the event he says, no, I won't take the IL-28s out, or in the event he gives an ambiguous answer, I'm not at all sure you wish to phrase the message as precisely as you would phrase it if you had decided to reimpose the quarantine in the event the answer was unfavorable. I really think your future course of action will dictate the way in which this message is written. And as the Attorney General points out, we haven't given this enough thought. We could do so tonight, I think, and be prepared tomorrow morning to discuss it.
I think there would be some advantage if we could answer this one point tonight.
Excision 1. 7 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
We don't have to give them, can we word it in such a way that we beg this question?
I think it's a little, I don't think we're quite that pinned on to, after all, at the moment, the quarantine is in a kind of an intermediate position. The quarantine is nominally in existence, and in fact, we're waving people through. I don't think, for my money, if he didn't buy this, we would be in a position where we still could consider various kinds of ratchet. We wouldn't be tied to a specific ratchet. We've never taken it off.
For example, we sent that last message to him on the subject of IR-28, and was pretty categorical terms without having made the decision as to whether, if he said no, we would put on the quarantine and pursue another course of action.
Whatever we do, it'd be quite stringent in any case, wouldn't it? Whether we put the blockade back on or whether we try to get into a fight.
Enforce the surveillance right down the track, the pattern of maximum economic and political sanctions by mobilizing everybody in the free world as fast as we can.
As I understand, though, we're thinking about trading the quarantine for the IR-28, and what are we trading? And we will trade the
assurances
of the invasion.
Safeguards.
Against
safeguards of all sorts.
send back a message saying this we think is a very fair trade. It isn't at all. If you can't do this, then we have to just emphasize again how seriously we view this in our last message and why. None of your new arguments change our view on that. And nor do I don't quite think your argument holds, Bob. I don't see that offering this trade pins us to stop a ship right away.
Away.
quietly could we lift the quarantine on our side, put our minds to it? Just plain didn't challenge Soviet ships. How long would that happen on a silent basis?
He wouldn't want that silent.
No, I understand that he wouldn't.
I don't think we could be silent on the matter more than 24 hours.
We would. What he wants is a proclamation ending the quarantine.
We could ask that he stop assembly, the issue the orders to stop assembly, and begin the disassembly and the movement out, with the movement to be completed over a reasonable time. We could phrase it essentially that way. He can't possibly do it in 2 weeks. I'd be surprised if he could do it in a month.
They've been there less than a month.
Oh, they've been under assembly for...
We spotted them on the boat, the 28th of September. No, I think probably 6 weeks.
There's a lot to do to disassemble and pack and so on. All we need to see really is he's given the order, so we can detect that.
Where he gives us the assurance that they're on the way out,
exactly.
And he gives the order, then
assembly.
We have all we need.
Exactly. And then we can officially and publicly the quarantine.
That's right.
We ask for the same kind of checking on the way out that we have for a ship alongside.
Let me do this last. Just so you're crazy.
I think we ought at least to consider the notion that we self-verify the bombers. We've always said that in our own consultations that we would know where they're going. Overflight and watching the boats together will tell you where they're going. Although, in fact, empty crates are more plausible than empty missile transporters.
The planes are easier to
find. You can find them on the island.
Because there's only 6 or 5 people.
I think if the deal is you lift the quarantine, you can't expect them to let you go alongside. I think that
we have to satisfy ourselves by photography.
Is it understood that all of these arrangements are subject to our continuing uninterrupted surveillance? Because otherwise...
We've never had anything but a complete non-meeting of minds on surveillance. We've never had a message from him. It doesn't say you mustn't violate human airspace, and we've never answered back anything but we have to satisify ourselves in this dangerous situation. I think we're going to go right on doing it.
Before our ritual, we might have to put the quarantine back for that reason.
I think, but clearly one mustn't have misunderstanding. We have to keep making our ritual noise on surveillance.
Are you trying to answer a quick answer to Khrushchev by the form of a letter now? He thinks, or is this just something?
No, we're inclined to send him give him an informal message on something.
That's much better, I think, because you don't want to answer the letter to be really.
That's right. Was anybody against making a kind of an arrangement where, say, you could decide when they start getting them out of there immediately, or give them assurance that they get them out under a reasonable time, or perhaps fixing the time, in return for our lifting the quarantine? Would anybody be against that?
I thought you ought to say reasonable time, because that's too much.
Can't
we say a reasonable time if we mutually agree, and then
come out? Well, we better get this. You ought to make a proposal on the time.
Ask him to suggest a time.
Put the time in there just to start off the discussion. 30 days.
Get the order promptly and have them on for the first of the year.
Let me say a reasonable time, say 30 days.
And then you could
be set 6 weeks,
okay.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. What I think he's trying to do is to sell these IL-28s for the insurance on the date.
That's what his reply will be. Well, I want to hear more about not just lifting the quarantine, but about the assurances on the base.
Well, I think we got a damn good argument. They haven't given us any assurance. They haven't given us any kind of inspection.
What we're actually doing is we're making, as Harlan points out, we're detaching a thing that was not detachable and applying it to a specific undertaking. Always have both surveillance and quarantine in all undertakings.
And had nothing new to propose the Cuban. the ships.
Sure.
Without the president tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.